Here we go. The question of starting or being mekabel the yontif of Shavuos early, because we know the pasuk says regarding Sfirat HaOmer. So the Sfirat HaOmer have to be tamimos, and in order to ensure that they are indeed complete and full and tamim, perfect in their magnitude, then we don't want to encroach on that perfection, we don't want to encroach on that tamimos, and therefore we will not accept Shavuos early, and from here comes the minhag, or the din, that we'll talk about in a moment, not to daven early, not to make an early yontif, even though we make early Shavuos, we can't make an early Shavuos, and not to make Kiddush early, and we'll talk about that for a minute or two. So, there are different achronim who quote this din. It does not appear in the Rishonim, it appears in the achronim, some of the medium achronim, and they say, one opinion says that you can't daven Mariv before, of Shavuos before Tzeis, another says you shouldn't say Kiddush. Question if they're arguing with each other, everybody holds that you can't do Mariv or Kiddush, or they actually do disagree, maybe one holds you can't daven Mariv, but you can't say Kiddush. Okay. I'd like to raise a number of questions regarding this inyan of not starting Shavuos early so as not to encroach on the Tamimos of Sfirat HaOmer. Question number one. If this is a halacha, this is not a halacha of Shavuos, this is a halacha of Sfirat. The count of Sfirat HaOmer has to be 7 weeks that are Tamimos. So let me ask you a question. What happens if you are not obligated in the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer? For example, what? Better? Women! Women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer, but Pashtus, we assume it's a mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. So if women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer, presumably they ought not be obligated in this requirement. What would be the halacha regarding the following? Typically, when it comes to Shabbos, of course, candle lighting, Hadlakas Neros Shabbos, has to be before Shabbos, has to be before Shkiah, well before Shkiah, hopefully. There's no other choice about it. It's a Daraisa otherwise. When it comes to Yontif, there are different minhagim. When it comes to Yontif, there's a question whether you're supposed to light the Yontif candles before Yontif, or you're supposed to bedavka light the Yontif candles on Yontif. I believe it's a Gra who suggests that the candle lighting should be before Yontif, because candle lighting has two dinim. There's a din of kavod and oneg. What's the difference between kavod and oneg? Kavod is, oneg is what you do on Shabbos, on Yontif, to enjoy, and kavod is what you do before Yontif to prepare. And therefore, if you want Hadlakas Neros to have both of those components, so yes, when you light the candles, if you light them on Yontif for your Seudas Yontif, you'll be able to enjoy your Yontif meal more, but you're missing out on the kavod aspect of preparing for Yontif prior to Yontif. So therefore, I believe it's the Gra who suggests, based on what we're saying, that you should bedavka light candles before Yontif begins, so that you have not only the oneg Yontif of enjoying the candles on Yontif, but you also have the kavod Yontif of preparing before Yontif. So wait, if that's the case, are you allowed to light Yontif candles? Again, this year you can't because it's Shabbos. But on a typical Shavuos, should you be able to light your Yontif candles to be machmir for this chum, which I think most women do light their Yontif candles before Yontif begins? Are you allowed to light before Yontif begins? Because after all, by lighting the Yontif candles, a woman is mekabelis Yontif upon herself. Again, not this year because it's Shabbos, so you can't light Yontif candles on Shabbos, on Saturday afternoon. But on a typical year, could a woman light the Yontif candles when she would like to, before Yontif? On one hand, she's being machmir and hilchis hadlakas neros, to allow the neros to also have the kavod component, that there's a preparation that you're doing before Yontif to prepare for Yontif, that's beautiful. But on the other hand, it's encroaching on her, or on, whether I don't, women is a different issue, it's encroaching on the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer, which have to be tamimos. So we have a similar question. Thirdly, same type of question from a different vantage point. Thirdly, there is a halacha, question if it applies to Shabbos, but Yontif certainly, I believe. Tosef is Yomtif. You're supposed to be Mosif mi Chol al HaKodesh. That means you have to accept Yontif early. So that applies to Yom Kippur. Let's assume it applies to Pesach. It applies to Sukkot. Does it apply to Shavuos? On one hand, of course, it's a din in Hilchas Yontif. Hilchas Yontif has a din of Tosef is Yontif. But on the other hand, Shavuos is unique in that you have the din of Sfiras HaOmer being Tumimos, and therefore you're not allowed to do anything of being Mekabel Yontif early to encroach on the Sfiras HaOmer Dikadin of Tumimos Tiyana. So therefore, are you allowed to do Tosefes Yontif for Shavuos? After all, you're encroaching on the Sfiras HaOmer, on the Tumimos of Sfiras HaOmer. Those are three questions. Number one, could a woman who's not obligated to Sfiras HaOmer, is she obligated to also not encroach on the Sfiras HaOmer of Tumimos? Number two, is there a problem to light the Neiros earlier? And number three, is this Tosefes Yontif? So the answer to all these three questions boils down to what is this din of Tumimos? And the answer is, it's an inyan. It's not a din d'oraisa of Tumimos. It's not even an asmachta d'rabbanan. It's an inyan that, based on the reading that the Achronim see in the word Tumimos Tiyana regarding Sfiras HaOmer, the Achronim saw in that word that you shouldn't be Mekabel Yontif early. And therefore, in all the questions that we ask, the halacha would be that a person, a woman, even though she's not Mechuyavet in Sfiras HaOmer, yeah, she could, she would still follow what everyone else does and not be Mekabel Shavuos earlier. As far as Tosefes Yontif, of course, it's a real din, and you will do your Tosefes Yontif even on Shavuos. As far as Hadlakas Neros, you want to be Machmer for Hadlakas Neros Yontif and do them before Yontif, so you can have that covered component of preparing for Yontif. Also, that would be okay, because this inyan of Tumimos Tihyena is only a Chumra, an inyan. It's not a real din, certainly not a Daraisa, it's not even a real din Drabbanan, and it's an inyan not to make Kiddush early, not to be Mekabel Shabbos early. Now, I was thinking, when it comes to Tosefes Yomtif, we could get a little bit, we could understand a little bit more deeply. Because those of you who were here a week ago, we talked about what happens if a person's Mekabel Shabbos and then realizes that they didn't count Sfira last night. Right? You come to the early minyan on Friday night, like we'll have this Friday night, and you realize you didn't count, well, Friday night will be 49, and you realize you didn't count 48. But you were already Mekabel Shabbos, so did you cross off last night? It's still light outside. And we spoke about the possibility that when you're Mekabel Shabbos, what does that mean? Does it mean that you just accepted upon yourselves the Yisr Malacha, the Kedusha of Shabbos, or did you change the day calendarically from Friday into Saturday? By you being Mekabel Shabbos, you actually changed it into being Shabbos. So if you just are Mekabel the Tosefes, you Mekabel the Kedusha, you Mekabel the Nisr Malacha, so you didn't change the day, so then of course you could still count the 48 from last night, because you didn't change the day. On the other hand, if we understand that Tosefes Yontif is actually change, accepting, it is now Shabbos for me, it's now Saturday, halakhically Saturday for me, it's Shabbos for me, and the day and the calendar it's changed, then I should have lost my ability to count last night's count. So that idea, that question that we had, why Tosefes, should apply here also. We'll finish with this. Should apply here also. If I'm Mekabel Shabbos earlier, I'm sorry, I'm Mekabel Yontif earlier, what does the Kabbalah Yontif do? Well, I don't want to be Mekabel Shavuos early because it's going to encroach on Sfiras HaOmer. Well, what exactly is Kabbalah Yontif? If we assume that Kabbalah Yontif is only accepting Kedusha, I'm not changing the day, I'm not taking away that last chunk of Sfiras HaOmer and encroaching on the Tumimos, I'm just accepting myself a little Kedusha, a little bit early. I'm just accepting upon myself a little bit of Yisr Malacha a few minutes earlier. I don't know if that's encroaching on the Sfiras. The day is still the day. The 49th day could finish. It happens to be, while the 49th day is finishing, I accept it upon myself. Something a little special, a little bit earlier, Yisr Malacha, and a little extra Kedusha. But I didn't, you know, give up on the 49th day. I didn't accept, or you could say the other side of the Chakira. That maybe when I'm Mekabel Shabbos, I'm actually changing the calendar for myself. If that's the case, then maybe it really would be considered encroaching on the Tumimos. If I, at the end of the Sfira, if I am Mekabel Yontif early, if I do Tosefes Yontif, and it really is accepting the Yontif, it's like I'm changing the calendar, well, that taka would be a violation of Tumimos. So that's something that we could suggest when it comes to Tosefes Yontif on the last night of Sfiras HaOmer. So halacha lemaisa, well, again, women should follow whatever men do as far as hadlakas, as far as not starting yontif earlier. Halacha lemaisa, women could light their candles earlier. And Tosefes Yontif is mutter, even when it comes to Shavuos, because we don't see anywhere that the Echonim are mechalek, the Poskim are mechalek between Tosefes Yontov and Shavuos and anywhere else. So therefore, even though we have these svaras that might question why you should have a have Tosefes Yontov, but halach l'maisa is certainly okay. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch l'zakos es Yisrael, Mefika chibar lehem tovar ha'zvah sh'nemar Adonai chafetz, Zman tzidko, Yagdil Torav Yadir.